The question of responsibility is an important one in the spiritual life. We know that spirituality has to do with the way that we live our faith from day to day, what impact our belief in Jesus Christ has on the way that we think and speak and act from day to day. And we know that at the end of our life on this earth, we will face judgment. And perhaps sometimes the way we look at that moment of judgment is that we think, we hope that we're good enough to get in. Or we hope that we were good enough to convince God that he should let us into heaven. But in actuality, the responsibility is placed on our shoulders. We tend to want to place the responsibility upon the judge. For example, if someone goes to civil court, they look at the judge as the one who is responsible for making the decision about what happens. But in fact, the judge is merely an instrument of the law. A good judge doesn't bring his own influence into the judgment that he renders, but is simply faithful to the law. And so, in that sense, even before he renders a decision, the law already is clear about what should happen to a person who breaks it. And so it is in the covenant that God has made with his people in Jesus Christ. We may think that the judge is just going to make a decision at the end of our life. But in fact, the covenant is already in place. And by the way that we live our life, we are the ones who are making the decision about our eternal well-being. It's not that we have to try to convince God to be merciful or convince God to let us into heaven. We make that choice by the way that we live. So in this first reading from the book of Genesis, God is making his promises to Abraham, promising to bless him and make his descendants numerous and to give them a land that will provide for all their needs. And then in that final line, the final verse, it says, God also said to Abraham, on your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages. God is a just God, which means not only punishing wickedness, but also rewarding righteousness. Do we take the responsibility for our spiritual well-being upon our own selves, on our shoulders, on our soul? Or do we sometimes try to put that responsibility upon God? Truly, we can't do anything good without God's help. It's God's grace working within us that allows us to grow in holiness. But he's asking for our cooperation. And in the end, we are responsible for how we cooperate. The opening prayer of today's Mass said it well. We ask the Lord for the grace that his holy people would persevere in holy living and be made full heirs of his promise. God, grant us the grace to live holy lives, to take responsibility for our thoughts and words and deeds, that we might inherit the goodness promised to us in Christ.